This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. What you need to know about the censorship that's underway, which has gone into extreme stratospheric levels of censorship and even depersoning of individuals, you know, everybody who's a conservative or a Trump supporter or a Christian or is just outside the establishment of science or medicine or anything is being censored. But this isn't about censorship per se. That's simply preparing society for what the globalists have planned next. And there are really only two explanations of what's coming next that explain why the desperation of the censorship has reached such levels. And they are, number one, they are planning, they're trying to provoke a false flag attack, which they are also helping to plan. So there are a couple of ways this could go down, which I'll explain, but they want to see an attack on one of the tech giants. They are trying to provoke, they're trying to get some conservative to snap, let's say, and to commit acts of violence, of course, which we do not endorse, which we try to tell people don't resort to that. We've got to achieve this through legal means. But the globalists, they want to provoke somebody to snap and then to go insane and try to shoot up one of the tech giants, okay? Because they want that on camera so that CNN can roll that over and over and over again and say, look, this is a Trump supporter, and then they can use that to defeat Trump in the 2020 election. So that's plan number one. Second plan is that if they can't get somebody to sort of organically or voluntarily snap, they will stage the shooting themselves, but they'll recruit one of these conservatives who has been banned. They'll have them present at the location to be scapegoated. Now, you may say, whoa, what do you mean? How would that work? Well, it's very simple. All they have to do is approach somebody who's been banned. Let's say, I don't know, just some random name, Bob. So conservative Bob has been banned by Facebook. One day, conservative Bob gets a phone call. Hi, we're from the Facebook outreach team, and we know regulation is coming, and we want to get ahead of it. We want to have a fair and free platform so that we don't get sued by the FTC. And we'd like to stop censoring conservatives, but we need input from some conservative people who have been banned. And we'd like you to come to our Facebook headquarters to talk with us so we can hear your side of the story of what happened. And we'd really like to listen to you, right? So conservative Bob gets that phone call. Conservative Bob thinks, awesome, things are changing. I'm going to go into Facebook and have a meeting. So the Facebook reps tell conservative Bob, we're going to send a vehicle for you to pick you up. It's going to be like a limo because we really want to treat you right. So conservative Bob is like, wow, this is awesome. So sure enough, a limo shows up. He gets into the limo. From there, everything is staged. They'll have deep state operatives shoot up the place. They'll show conservative Bob on camera walking into the headquarters. And if necessary, they'll use the deep fake video technology to put conservative Bob's face on the body of a shooter because they have that technology now. But what they have to do is they have to establish that conservative Bob is there at that location so that his cell phone tracking shows, yep, he's there. And they have to have some history of conservative Bob somewhere on social media or in his private phone calls or something claiming that he wanted to commit some kind of act against, you know, one of these tech giants or something. So they've already got all that information lined up. And then they'll simply, of course, modify his web browsing history. The minute he leaves his house, they'll have a CIA team in his house adding things to his browser history to make sure he visited InfoWars, to make sure he was an NRA member, he was an Alex Jones fan, he's a Trump voter, you know, whatever it takes, right? They'll fake all that. And then they'll have him be the scapegoat and they'll say he was the shooter. Now, if you don't think that they're capable of doing this, folks, they already did this. They did this to Timothy McVeigh, Oklahoma City. You think Timothy McVeigh himself blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City just by putting some fertilizer in a van parked outside the building? You think that would take the entire face off the front of that building? Sorry, it doesn't work that way. The physics don't work. Timothy McVeigh was recruited. Yeah, he was angry at the government, right? He had a history of speaking out against the government, maybe in some very aggressive ways. I'm not sure of everything he said, and I'm not defending everything he ever said. Just saying that he was recruited as a scapegoat, while the real attack was actually carried out by operatives who went into the government building and they drilled into the concrete pillars and they planted explosives inside the pillars. And that's why the FBI, which had its offices there, certain FBI agents were warned to evacuate that building that day because this had all been planned. It's part of the Clinton administration. And if you know anything about the Clintons, you know they are capable of this. And also note that there was a nursery in that building, you know, a childcare nursery. And of course, nobody got told in advance to evacuate the babies because they wanted the baby carnage on video. They wanted that on the evening news. They wanted Bill Clinton to be able to say, what? It's Rush Limbaugh's fault. Remember? You see how this works. It's always a false flag operation that is real violence, but it's staged with a fake narrative. And they always have a conservative scapegoat so that the official media narrative can blame conservatives. And in that day, it was Rush Limbaugh. You could say that Rush Limbaugh was the Donald Trump of 1993 or whatever year that was when Bill Clinton was president. You know, 1992 through the year 2000, right? Bill Clinton. This was all planned and staged. The same kind of crap that Obama pulled with Operation Fast and Furious, Eric Holder putting guns into the hands of the Mexican drug cartels to cause violence in order to blame gun owners. They do this all the time. And every mass shooting that has been highlighted by the media has had elements of being staged, or you could say, you know, false flag elements to it. Doesn't mean the violence wasn't real. The violence is real. They do kill children. They do blow up people. They do murder. They commit mass murder. As long as they can control the narrative, that's all they care about. So there's no doubt in my mind that this is what they're planning now. But they have to silence all conservative voices and all independent media voices before this big event is staged by them in order to defeat Trump in the 2020 election. They are planning something so big and so deadly, they will murder so many people in order to win the presidential election in 2020 and defeat President Trump. They don't care how many people they murder. So this one, sadly, it looks like they're planning to do something that's bigger than 9/11, which I believe the estimates are 3,500 roughly Americans were killed. I don't mean to get that number wrong. I apologize to the families of those who were lost in 9/11 if I got that number wrong. I don't mean to diminish the number. I just flat out don't remember the exact number, but it was thousands, okay? And it just shows you, and that was used to pass the Patriot Act to legalize the spying on American citizens, the exact act that was used by Barack Obama to illegally spy on the Trump campaign officials. That was enabled because of Bush after 9/11, and that act was ready to go. Yeah. Because the deep state always has a plan. The deep state always controls the narrative, and the deep state will always be willing to commit acts of violence in order to blame their political enemies and silence their political enemies. Nothing has changed. So recognize the signs of an impending massive false flag operation. And the desperation of the censorship actually is a strong indicator of the scale of the false flag operation that they are planning. The bigger the carnage, the more they have to control the narrative. They have to suppress certain voices. They have to suppress certain videos. They have to blacklist certain websites. And they have to blame certain political enemies. This is what they are planning. There's no doubt in my mind. We are under siege. We are under attack. America has been invaded and is being destroyed. One terrorist event at a time, and the deep state is they are the terrorists. They are the ones carrying this out. They know what they're doing. They're laughing in their dark, smoky rooms at the fact that they keep getting away with this and that 99% of the masses are totally hoodwinked and have been told, don't even dare think about that. You don't want to be a conspiracy theorist now. That's the term that's used to set the jail cell walls of your mental prison. Conspiracy theorist. Stay informed. Read my website, naturalnews.com. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Pray for America. Pray for peace. Pray that the deep state gets exposed and defeated. And watch my videos at brighteon.com. Thanks for listening. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.